This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Where else would you put that kind of food? Ooh-wee. Hello, good morning, and good day. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn. Notice my enthusiasm when I announce that Jennifer Horn is here. And then there's Victoria Keelan. Listen to my enthusiasm. And then there's Kara Schillen. More enthusiasm. Could I be possibly more enthused about anything? Well, it's not raining where I am. That's pretty...
That's news to celebrate recently if you're on the East Coast.
Yes. Speaking of celebration, UNORC City is leading the entire country in one field. This is amazing, and I'm glad to have my composting expert, Victoria Keelan, here with the straight poop on what's going on in the bins, the recycling. But it isn't just glass and paper and that sort of thing. It's the waste, the rubbish that comes from restaurants and homes and schools and government buildings that is helping. Well, this is really the next wave. You know that, Victoria, right? This is there's a business here.
Oh, I know.
So what are you doing to contribute to all of these? How much food scrap? Is it singular or plural? Jennifer, you can be the arbiter here. Food scraps or food scrap?
Scraps.
Yeah. Okay. So, just want to make sure I get it right. You know me. I always want to get it right. So, what do we have, Victoria? What are you doing?
Right around the time that I met you guys, my brother's girlfriend lives on the Upper West Side near us, and she is a big composter, and at their house they have... It looks like a World War II cranking kind of machine in the backyard, and they make their own compost. So she's been really on top of me to start composting our food scraps. And I had no idea how easy it was in New York City, because I think a lot of people feel that way. Like, you don't know what to do with your food scraps. So I keep them all. I just dump everything into a paper bag and store it in the freezer. And then once or twice a week, there are a bunch of different drop-off spots that are within blocks of us. So it's cool. Been ridiculously easy to do it. And if you have a garden, which I don't, but if you have plants or a garden or something in the city, they'll give you a free bag of compost to help your soil along. So I might actually start making my own, like, herb garden or something, because they'll give you the free compost from, and all the compost goes to all of the trees and plants in Central Park and all of the city parks. That's where all of the compost goes. So it's, you know, it's really great. And there is a weird hippie, and I say hippie in a joking way, but like, there is kind of a sense of community too, that, you know, you see the same people dropping off the compost, and it's like, it's a nice feeling knowing that, you know, it's not ending up in a landfill.
Gray-haired, long-haired.
It's not. I mean, that's what you would think it is, but it's not. it's like well-dressed older women, and then it's like millennials, and it's a mix of everybody.
An attack of consciousness. I've got everybody beat, though, on my farm. I have a 400-ton compost pile. I just took 4 truckloads of it over the weekend from the compost pile at one farm and brought it to the house. We're having a big garden party this weekend.
Nice.
People coming to plant things in the garden. It's about an acre. And I used it to fill in a hole on the side of a hill that wasn't good for anything. So we have all of the manure and all of the loam and leaves and grass and all kinds of things. A lady working in the garden yesterday found a 4-foot-long bone. And she said to me, she came to the house and said, "What's this?"
Was this someone's pet?
No, it was a cow. We put all the cows that die into the compost pile.
And but that doesn't smell great.
It doesn't smell any worse than the rest of the compost. That's all it is. It's better to put it back to use than just dig a hole and bury it in the ground.
Right.
So But she didn't quite know. She said, I thought that's maybe what it was. So, yeah, that's what it was. Crazy. I didn't see it or I would have picked it up when I spread the stuff out there.
Do you do you use cow manure for anything? Because my brother has he has a really big garden in his backyard, and it's a raised bed garden because the soil isn't really that great by the beach. So, but he said that he was looking into getting dehydrated cow manure because apparently that's like the best thing that you can put on your plants. And he said it's so expensive.
It's the best thing that you can buy in the store.
Yeah,
but the best thing is not dehydrated. It's to have the manure with that's liquid or that's not solid is better because it has more value, but it's not easy to sell a bag of urinated
steaming
manure.
Poop.
Jennifer, you've been awfully quiet in this conversation. You have nothing to say about
I'm not a composter. I'm not a composter. I don't know much about manure. I feel kind of left out.
Really? You could do a posting pile in the backyard.
Sure,
where that old car was parked once. You could put it
right
there.
I could do it.
Under the trees. Be a good place for it.
Well, one thing I did notice that is beneficial, and it certainly helps save money on garbage bags, because when you take your food scraps and you freeze them, they don't smell, so it's really easy to transport them when you drop them off. But it's amazing how much less garbage we have.
Yeah.
Because I'm always conscious
of a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know,
just sits in a landfill, which is just creating greenhouse gases more than cows and cars and everything else. It's rotting vegetables. It's a crazy statistic, but it's true.
What is it, 40% of all the food that's grown and prepared in this country is tossed?
Yeah.
Something ridiculous like that. It's really outrageous.
And the ugly fruit and stuff that doesn't, you know, sell in grocery stores and all that.
Well, that's a new business now. Yeah,
thankfully,
The ugly fruit business.
Yeah, the ugly fruit.
Yeah.
I have a friend from college who has a company called Imperfect.
Who's an ugly fruit?
Well, yes. No, but he sells ugly fruit, and it's this big business.
Nothing about his sexual preferences, please, Jennifer.
Oh,
so,
sorry.
The thing about this, though, that is so cool, is that it is... Victoria just made me think about something that I learned last week, and I did, God knows why I'll get into this conversation with somebody, was having his cesspool pumped out. We have in most of the areas in the country that are urban, suburban, have a sewer line. But we don't. We have septic systems here. And so this
guy's having... So you must really hate it when it rains, because then when it rains, don't you get a lot of stink?
Well, no, I don't, but some people do because it overflows, yeah. But the thing that is very noticeable, and take note of this, because it adds to Victoria's argument here. If you ever get a chance to look into your septic system or the sewer line or anything, you'll see this dark scum that develops in most people's septic system and the distribution box, the holding box, and also the lines that, in this case, most of the areas around here have three lines where the what goes through the boxes sent out and sort of filtered. And every once in a while, you have to have them pumped out. And when you look in them, you see this dark, heavy, thick scum in there. And it's not what you think it is. What it is food waste. That stuff is created, the dark, scummy stuff is created completely out of food waste, not out of your poop. And so the food waste, if you're doing what is good for everybody, as Victoria has suggested, will save also money for you in the long run, because it costs $400 or $500 to have your septic system pumped out.
How does the food waste get into that, though?
That's my question.
The garbage disposal. Garbage disposal. They grind it up and they send it out through the garbage disposal.
And people probably never think about a garbage disposal even being in the same line as the sewage.
It is. That's where it goes. It goes to the same place as the poop and everything else. Right out that line. So if you don't throw your food waste away, but you compost it in some way, shape, or form... And most people can do it. If you live in a suburban area, you can do that. And most people now want to have a little garden. They like to have little tomatoes and corn and things like that that they can... I have two gardens, one at the big farm and one at the house. And it's really kind of fun at the big farm where the kids come around. I want to have them, when they come to the farm, see how things are growing so they can look, see the broccoli growing one week or the pumpkins growing or sunflowers or whatever is growing. It's really a very cool thing in all kinds of ways. But teaching kids responsibility this way, it's non-judgmental, and it's just plain smart.
It's also good to teach kids to care for something. Yeah. I think, you know, and I don't know, I think if kids don't have pets, it's nice for kids to learn how to, like, nurture something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even more than that, I think it's so important for kids to know where their food comes from. I think there's such a big tendency, especially in the cities, for kids to just think it comes from a store or a restaurant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I asked Miles last week, was it last week? When was it? 2 weeks ago. I got some new pictures, by the way, Victoria. I'm going to post them. I'll send you maybe to post them.
Miles is a hit on our Facebook page.
Miles always is a hit. So anyway, Miles, I said to Miles, he loves milk. He'll drink 4 or 5 glasses of milk a day. And when he wants some, he's thirsty, he says to his mommy, "Milk, please." So, and he's got this little sucky, like a green bottle they put in. And I said to him, "Where's the milk come from?" And he looked at me and he looked at his mother and he said, "From mommy." And I have a cow book that I gave him. So we read the cow book. And then I said to him, "Miles, where does the milk come from?" And he looked at me, he looked at his mother, and he said, "The refrigerator."
He's getting closer.
So we read the book one more time, and I said, "Where's milk come from?" He looks at me, and he looks at his mother, and his mother says, "How about Gramps cows?" And Miles says, "Yes," with a big smile on his teeth. There it is. Where the milk comes from. Yeah, but you're right. Most children, Jennifer, you're right, they don't know where it comes from the store. Come from a carton.
It's a good bottle. Respect, I think.
Come
it's
from
not
a package.
Just like, you know, it's, I think it becomes easier to throw things out when you don't know where stuff comes from. So,
that's a great point, too.
Yeah.
It's also a good point that it's easier or it makes kids more aware of eating healthier because when you know that something comes from a ground versus a chemical plant, you know, I think that's also a really good point, Jen, to make kids aware of where their food comes from.
Yeah. Especially with the news today of how many people are dying of overdoses in our country, the things that people become dependent on. Wouldn't it be neat if people became dependent on eating an orange or an apple or something you can get addicted to? I have a routine every day when I'm done my work. It's usually late morning, early afternoon. Before I go to the farm, I grab an apple and a pear, and I bring them with me. It's a routine. It is almost, I suppose you could say it was sort of like an addiction, and it serves me well. And that sort of thing would be good to expose your children to younger, I think, earlier. 19 after the hour, this is the DJV Experiments.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8080 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8080.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan, exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan, and up to 40% off NSX activewear, also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon dollars 6/7 to 6/13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Maybe not today. Maybe
not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When does the pain never end? And when do the tears stop from running over? When does you get over it begin? I hear what you're saying, but I swear that's not me.
Well, I must admit I'm not a fan of this kind of music, but obviously somebody is because this guy's very popular. He won 11 Grammys. And has written 47 top hits in his career so far. Ken Edmonds, known as Babyface, is going to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame next week with Berry Gordy, Jay-Z, Max Martin, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis of The Time, Robert Lamb, James Pankow, Peter Cetera.
Ooh, that's not your favorite, is he? You don't like him.
Guy, I was going to take my pencil and scratch in that one. I don't really know. I'm certainly not familiar with Max Martin or Jimmy Jam. What's the story with them? Ooh.
Max Martin is the uber producer of today. He pretty much everything Taylor Swift puts out is all produced by Max Martin. He's done a lot of Adele stuff too. Justin Timberlake. Pretty much anyone who's really big, Max Martin seems. He's a Swedish guy, and he apparently seems to be the guy who's the man.
Also honored at this Songwriters Hall of Fame induction, Ed Sheeran will be on the stage, Alan Menken, Caroline Beanstalk, it's a Beanstalk, I think. Caroline Beanstalk, yeah. And Pitbull. So, let's see.
Look at how you say that. Pitbull.
Yeah.
Pitbull. During press leading up to the induction, Babyface was asked about some of the most famous songs he's written. And for those of you who don't remember, Whitney Houston's hit, I'm Your Baby Tonight. And he wrote it before he ever met her. Had no idea if she would like the song she did. And it was an instant hit. Remember this? Crank it up for a second.
From the second she touched me, I was ready to die.
1990 here for this.
I loved this.
One of Babyface's favorite songs he ever wrote for anybody was Boyz II Men's End of the Road. You love this thing, Jen.
This is all up my alley. I just saw them on Friday night at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, right. How'd they
do still sound good?
This?
Oh, they sound awesome. They're amazing still. They're only in their 40s, so it's not like they're, you know, out of pasture yet.
Careful. End of the Road is one of my favorite pop songs of the more recent era. This is a good tune. Really, listen to the lyric line. It's kind of softly. It's a very sexy song.
It's
sweet.
This is one of my graduation songs, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Listen, but listen to how, really, I hope you don't mind the reference. It's a really sexy song. Listen. Yeah?
You've never been there before. It's only your first time.
All right, so anyway, this is Babyface. Focus on him. He wrote this with Boyz II Men in mind. He liked the song so much he came close to keeping it for himself. He's also working in the studio, my God, with Johnny Mathis on a new album. That's really something. Johnny Mathis has to be 80-something or other.
I think Babyface said he's about to turn 82.
82 wouldn't be surprising, yeah.
Yeah.
He says Johnny's doing a contemporary songbook album, songs like R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly, Josh Groban's You Raise Me Up, and a couple of Adele songs. Now, that'd be something I'm looking forward to. That's very cool. Good for him. So this ought to be a pretty, this is an interesting sort of array of experience this guy's had. How old is he, this baby face?
He's not a baby face anymore. He's been around pop music for a long time.
Early 50s, maybe? Right? Maybe?
But of my generation, like high school music, I mean, all of that, he had his fingers on so much of it.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Good. Well, congratulations. Hall of Fame performance is the 15th. That must be broadcast live, I'm going to get, right? Bet, yeah? Wouldn't it be?
I don't know. It usually ends up on VH1 later. Yep.
Maybe later on. Okay. 28 past the hour.
What's really important? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. All too often, many of us get caught up in the petty minutiae of everyday struggles. If we're not careful, we can find ourselves feeding into gossip, staying closed-minded, as if we have all the answers, or just plain old losing focus. If we ever really want to get back on track, however, there's a simple formula. Ask yourself what's really important to you, and I mean really important. Think big picture here. At the end of your life, will it really matter if you got the extra scoop on so-and-so? Will it have been worth it to have closed yourself off to others' perspectives? Will it have been worth it to lose focus from what you really wanted? When you keep your vision locked into the big picture, what's really important to you, things like pettiness and remaining attached to what you know, will move into the background. And you can focus more on what it is that you really want in life. For help along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. Save $100 on a Kobalt 227-piece standard and metric mechanics tool set, including a hard case, now for just $99. And power your next project with a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt cordless combo drill driver kit with soft case, now also just $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 6/8 through 6/12. Drill driver offer valid through 6/23 while supplies last, U.S. only.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Good day. No, it is. Well, it is kind of the good day way of we've matriculated into the DJV show. So you can follow us on Twitter at DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV show. And I have a magnificent new website that is about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks away from being presented to the world. And it will have, it'll incorporate all the things that Doug Steffen does. The highlight of it will be the DJV show, which is on the air every day for 3 hours. And so if you want to follow what we're doing, if you listen during this hour, and Jennifer and Victoria, they're great, I want to hear more of them, on your way home, you can go to your iTunes or TuneIn Radio. That's probably the best. You have a computer, but you're not having, you don't have that in the car, but you got your mobile device in the car. Search for Doug Steffen now. And then if you listen to the first hour, you'll listen to the second hour on your way home. And if you go to sleep at night, you'll listen to the third hour. How about that for an idea? Hoo-wee! Almost out of breath.
You're so excited about it.
I am. I don't. Today I'm not worrying much because I figured a lot of things out in the last 24 to 48 hours. Worrying, as we know, we're all consoling. Sort of. I listened to Jennifer and Kara talking to Victoria because she's about to get married, and the things that are going on. Some of them are worry. Some of them are, I don't know if there's fear, it's something new, but it's just all the things that you're expected to do, and it almost creates an atmosphere of, why the hell am I doing this? I remember thinking that.
That's kind of true. I mean, that has nothing to do with the state of my relationship.
No.
But a friend of mine said to me last weekend it's a comedy of errors at this point. I mean, I just expect that everything is going to have a glitch to it, which it always does now. But a friend of mine said to me last weekend, she's like, my God, you might as well be planning a wedding for 150 people. And I said, I know. I mean, this is
so I could
wedding
come
for
after
15.
All.
You know what? Hop on a plane. Let's just do it.
I would not. I would eat all I want the dessert. I want a little of the cake. You don't have to serve me any food.
I don't know if you would like our cake. It's a chocolate cake with raspberry buttercream.
Yes, we would like the cake.
Okay. For some reason, I didn't know if you were a chocolate
fan.
I'll
bring my own vanilla ice cream. That would go very well.
The first clue is if we'll like the cake is if it's cake. And if it's cake.
Right. Paige, Jennifer knows me so well.
The way. Cake is my deal. I don't know.
That's that sweet tooth. We have the addictions that we have. I don't have addiction to anything other than that sort of thing. I don't do
none of the hard
never
stuff,
done
just
drugs.
Sugar, huh?
Just cookies.
Never smoke, never done. I don't do that sort of thing, but I'll certainly overdo it when it comes to ice cream, cake, cookies, pie. I was pleased with myself. I went shopping last night, food shopping, and I went by, there was a blueberry pie. And I kept looking. I walked.
Did you go by it a few times?
I did. I walked around.
Doug walks by pie in a window the way women walk by shoes.
Sure. Yeah. How much is that pie in the window? I walked around it three or four times. Nope, I'm not going to get that pie.
For you. I'll give you a good substitution. You know what's been... Well, you know what? You poor people that don't live in California.
Yeah.
And I only say that every once in a while when I'm not thinking about politics, but the fruit is just so good. You know what? It has been so delicious. This week I bought watermelon for the first time. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was really good.
I bet it's really good out there because the watermelon that we get here on the East Coast, for whatever reason, it's just very, sort of
juice.
White in the middle and kind of mealy, so it's not really that great.
And if you want to jazz it up on your wedding night, Victoria, have a lot of watermelon because it's really good for that. In case you didn't know.
Really? I did not know that.
Oh, boy.
What? What? It is.
Helpful sex tips from Uncle Dougie.
No, listen, I want you to have a good time.
And then you wonder why you're not invited to the wedding. I can see that toe starting up.
Yeah, that'll be my present. I'll bring in a couple of watermelon.
Oh, boy.
Perfect. What do you think of that?
Make some unsavory melon jokes and Doug's eating cake.
With watermelon, wouldn't be for me though. It would be for
we got it.
So I was looking at this business about. I remember once the expression of worry, and I think I've said this on the air. It's a prayer for that which you do not want. And so when I say to Victoria, let's not worry about all these things because I don't want you to be full of fear. I want you to be full of happiness and love. And especially when it comes to understanding that thoughts are things. And so if you have that in your mind, you're going to attract that which you do not want at the wedding.
That is true. I know. It's true.
So, and you know that. Philosophically, you and I are pretty akin in many of these areas. So I just want to, this is not a lecture. It's just pointing out that in circumstances like this, you got a habitual tendency to sort of worry about things because you're into the unknown territory. And so just we don't want it to drain from the experience. I want you to have a wonderful experience. So, and nothing bad's going to happen. And you, in your heart, you know nothing bad's going to happen.
Right.
So
I mean,
just let it go. Let it play out.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
That is
it.
True. And I'm just kind of laughing at all the stuff that's gone wrong at this point. Because there's, it's like the night before a test, you can, there's no point of staying up and studying all night because if you either know the material or you don't.
Well,
and I feel like at this point, I've planned everything I can plan. And if stuff goes awry,
the problem is,
so be it.
that worrying is usually in a circumstance you feel like you're not in control.
Right.
It's one of those things that you just, you've now set the stage. You're going to have safe passage into a life with this guy. You've figured out what you like about him. You've been together long enough. So you've reached, you'll be unharmed when you get to that destination. All right.
It's all you can do.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's so funny, in going through all of this.
This is going to be you next, Jen.
Yeah. Just like, the wedding, it's a lot of stress. And, for me, the event is not, and maybe these are famous last words, but I used to be president of Women in Cable and Telecommunications, and I used to plan wedding-size events like 4 times a year. And for me, the stress comes from what comes after the wedding. For Victoria. You're pretty solid because, we have we have kids to consider and lots of things to blend into our life. And so for me, it's like, oh boy,
the wedding's the least
of wedding
worries.
Will be the fun part.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm getting invited to Jennifer's wedding.
I have this feeling my wedding's going to be a little larger than
And Victoria will be invited. And Kara will be invited.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm already setting the guest list up.
No, it's true. Because even if, I don't know, that, yeah, having...
You know, I've teased Victoria a lot. If I were to do this again, I would do exactly what Victoria is doing.
Yeah, smaller.
If I ever were to be married
again. There's something to be said for that, for sure.
Yeah, I would just have a couple of friends, get the kids, and do it. I'd listen to me talking like, who the hell am I?
But, honestly, 6 months ago, we weren't going to have a wedding at all. We were just going to go to Vegas and just elope. But then we decided that, Lewis's parents and family and grandmother, his grandmother just turned 85 and he's the favorite grandchild. So, there were other things that we had to consider. So that's how this all came about. And then we just decided he has so many first cousins and second cousins and third cousins. So we didn't even invite. I know. So we didn't even invite a single cousin because once you open that door, the floodgates are open and then our wedding's 250 people. So that's the reason why everything is just so small because it's either 15 or 150. There was like no in between.
Yeah. All right. So don't, no more nagging.
But it has nothing to do with, and I have so much love for all of you. And believe me, there are at least 3 seats that I would love to replace the guests with you guys.
It would be more fun. That's probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we would be more fun. That's right.
It's open bar, right?
Yes.
That would be way more fun.
Yep.
Don't be surprised if you see a couple of watermelon, though, rolling in one way or the other.
So what is the actual date again?
The 24th.
The 24th, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if it was the 18th weekend or 24th weekend.
2 weeks from Saturday.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Right. Then how long are you going to be gone?
We're just doing 5 days in Mexico for a honeymoon.
When do you leave for Mexico?
Tuesday morning at like 4 in the morning.
Nice.
Why aren't you just going on the 24th? Why are you waiting until Tuesday?
I like that. I don't blame you. I think it
was a lot of
people like go straight from their marriage to a honeymoon. Man, give yourself a couple buffer days.
We have to drive back to the city. Yeah, right. We have to drive back to the city and then change, suitcases and stuff, and then logistically it just worked out better to give ourselves a few days.
Ah, the bliss of love, isn't it sweet?
Yes.
Lovely, yes. And this is a test of the emergency marriage system. All right, so anyway, I'm sure that we'll all stumble over each other in terms of advice between now and then. 45 past the hour, the DJV show, with now a focus on your performance. You've heard of performance-enhancing drugs. Big problem with drugs in our country. We're going to get to that at some point in the next hour or so. In the meantime, may I send you down the path of performance-enhancing vegetables? Woohoo, yes. And the most prominent vegetable when it comes to performance is the beet. Yes, this is not new. You've heard me and Jennifer and Victoria and Kara extol the value and virtue of super beets, but it is something we do every day. I just am making my smoothie downstairs. I've gone to taking regular fruit, that may be going off a little, like raspberries got a little of that white stuff on them. I just throw them into the blender. That frozen fruit that goes in with it, too. And let's see, what else did I put in there?
I have. You know you're just supposed to mix the Super Beats with water, right?
No, I mean, you can do it in your smoothie. Okay.
Do you ever read the directions or anything?
He never does.
I know what it will work. What do you mean, no, I never do?
You never do. You've got your enzymes that you don't read those instructions, and then Super Beets is supposed to be rehydrated with water. They're dehydrated beets. They're supposed to be rehydrated and not with a smoothie because that doesn't do it.
Listen to Jennifer cackling away in the background. What's so funny?
Because she's been trying to tell you this for a year.
Well, so it's like, I'm taking all of these supplements, Doc, and they're just not working.
I know, right?
No, how many people came up to me, Kara, and said how much better I look this year? And I didn't look bad last year. Look better this year at the Talkers thing. You look great this year.
It was your outfit. It was a real difference.
He actually
looked good.
He looked really good because he had like a reddish tint to his hair, and it's because he put Super Beats in it. It's everywhere.
Nice.
Powder is everywhere. So yeah, it was a good look.
Rose gold.
That outfit was a birthday present last year, and actually I had a nice tie, but I decided not to wear it. I had it in my pocket. Nobody had a tie on.
No.
Did
no
you
tie.
Notice? There were a few ties, but then it was just I felt good. And maybe that's what made I was, and it was really fun to be with Kara and to see that we tease each other all the time about how we never see each other. I've only laid eyes on Victoria once in the over a year that she's been here, and Kara I had never met until, and she reminded me. I said, "Well, Kara's been around for about a year," and she looked at me with a bit of a scowl and she said, 2 years." And Jennifer's been around since the beginning of time, so here we are.
I'm a dinosaur.
All of us together. Okay, back to the beets, please. Loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates. That sounds like something I'd say to Miles. Beets, please. Have the beets. Nitric oxide levels in your body will raise when you have Super Beets, and that will give you more energy and more stamina. No energy drinks that are loaded with caffeine. No to coffee. Jennifer, I know, likes to have a cup of coffee. She has Super Beets in the afternoon. But this is a circulation superfood. You can have it a couple of times a day. But what I really do, I take the capsule. There's a capsule called Neo 40 that has the same as a spoonful of Super Beets, only it's encapsulated. Put on your tongue, immediately absorbed into your system. Wow, does that give you a great charge? And it's all natural. So what happens, your blood pressure stays normal, and you have all that blood, that healthy support to your muscles, your brain. You're working out, man. This is great stuff for that. Boost your energy and stamina. Do great things for your body the natural, original way with Super Beets. So here's the deal. You call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, and get a 3-month supply. Whoops, wait a minute, but wait! There's more! You get a 30-day bonus supply when you call and order now your first time around the block. DougLikesBeets.com is the website. You can go there. Imagine that. They have a website devoted just to me and how much I love those beets. DougLikesBeets.com or 800-655-4183. Every time we have this conversation, we convert a few folks to Super Beets and we remind others, wait a minute, I'm out. I better order some more. Yep. Either or both of those things doable at 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeets.com. Super Beets! 10 before the hour on the DJ V Show. A show experience.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500
$1 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
All right, 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria and I, mostly Victoria, this is her spot. Into the technology of cell phones and how we can do texting that will help people. Let's see how much ground we can cover here in a moment. After I remind you what so many different companies are doing using the services of ZipRecruiter.com. This is a different kind of recruitment company used by Blue Cross and Blue Shield, by Borden, by Southland, by a lot of different companies that just kind of know their way around. Big companies, small companies, medium-sized companies. Here's Consolidated Edison. Say it again, Doug. Consolidated Edison. Them, too, using the services of ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com. You can use them, and you don't have to depend on candidates finding you this way because it finds them and brings them to you. That's how ZipRecruiter works. That's how they travel. So you can find qualified candidates in just 24 hours. No juggling emails, no calls to your office. All you have to do is simply screen, rate, and manage the candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. I'm telling you, this is the way to go. No matter what your business, you're looking for people, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use their services free the first time around just to see how well it'll work for you. What's better than that? Free, free, free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Help yourself to the most qualified job candidates. Fix your problems. Let them help you. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Looking for a new person for a new position? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so there's a Supreme Court case, Victoria, that could change the value of having a cell phone.
Well, it certainly might change privacy laws regarding cell phones, absolutely. So the Supreme Court is going to hear a case that has been through the lower courts, and it still hasn't really been resolved to people's satisfaction. So it revolves around a man who was accused of stealing a lot of smartphones across Ohio and Michigan. And in his original trial, police used his cell phone location information as evidence that he was in the area at the time of the robberies. So it's actually called the Stored Communications Act, and it allows law enforcement officials to ask cell phone companies to give them information like location, as long as they have reasonable, if they have sort of like enough evidence that they can, it's without even getting a warrant. It's less evidence than you would need to get a judge's warrant, but it's enough probable cause, I guess would be the right term, for them to call up the cell phone company and say, hey, I want to know where Doug Steffen was last Thursday night at 9 p.m. Hmm. And the cell phone companies just turn it over. They can triangulate the data, and you see this all the time on Law and Order and all the cop shows, yeah. And that's yeah. how it works. So a lot of people are trying to challenge this kind of law, so that's why this is now going to the Supreme Court. An appeals court reviewed the case and decided that requesting the suspect's location data was okay. It didn't need a warrant, but then other appeals courts have also said that it would require a warrant. So the Supreme Court will ultimately make this decision. So 3 years ago, the Supreme Court said that it was necessary to have a warrant. So I'm not sure if they're going to change their mind now that they have Neil Gorsuch, right? Gorsuch or Gorsuch? I forget.
Gorsuch.
Yeah, so maybe he will sway the vote this time. But this is something that, you know, Apple doesn't want to crack cell phones for the FBI.
Good.
And, you know, it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
All right, next up. Texting can help hungry children get free food. How does that work?
Yeah, there's a new texting service called No Kid Hungry, and it connects kids with free meals. And especially, we've heard about this, kids who have free lunches during the school year in the summertime without being in school. A lot of those kids, you know, don't have a steady meal. And so this program has been around, I think, since 2013, but now it's actually up and running for the public. And it found that kids who are low income make up just over half of all students in public schools, which is a lot. So in 21 states, more kids qualified for free or reduced lunch than not. And so this service hooks kids up, and it lets them know where to go in the summertime. The only problem is sometimes kids don't have transportation. So they're trying to work on another aspect of that. But since last year, the service has seen a 6% increase since 2015. So unfortunately, the economy is turning around and other things are looking up, but there are still plenty of low-income kids who don't have meals.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a real problem with hunger in our country. There's no question about that. And that was sort of ties in what we were talking about earlier, getting rid of food. One of the things, composting is one thing, but if it's not that old, it should be used and the restaurant shouldn't be prohibited from giving it away to people who can use it. That's an asinine, crazy law that is applicable in many areas. 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.